WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. 5th District Republican Tom Garrett drops his re-election bid. He says he's struggling with alcoholism. The General Assembly returns to Richmond, and part of the budget may be more money for K-12 education. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, May 29th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
5th District Republican Tom Garrett says he is struggling with alcoholism and will not seek re-election to Congress. Garrett says instead he'll focus on recovery and his family. His announcement caps a turbulent week during which his chief of staff, Jimmy Keady, resigned, and Politico reported that Garrett was thinking about dropping out of the race. Garrett responded by insisting in a news conference last Thursday that he was running. Garrett faced a strong challenge from Democrat Leslie Coburn, who has raised more money than he has. Garrett, a first-term congressman, is a former state senator, Commonwealth's attorney, and Army veteran. Earlier this year, Republicans nominated him to run for re-election. The 5th District Republican Committee will now have to choose a new nominee to face Coburn. Nationally, Garrett is the 44th Republican in Congress to announce retirement or to decline to run for re-election. Virginia's General Assembly is back at work on a budget this week. WCVE's Megan Pauley reports on additional funding for K-12 education in the latest Senate version of the budget.
The Senate proposed a new budget last week based on an additional $120 million in projected revenue. In turn, that's helped increase what was funding for a 2% teacher pay raise to 3%. Chris Duncombe with the Commonwealth Institute for Fiscal Analysis says localities would still have to pick up the tab for a portion of that amount.
The salary increase will only go to school divisions if they match. This is the state's share of the 3%.
The match amount varies across regions, determined by the local composite index. But the budget still isn't final. Virginia's Senate Finance Committee meets at noon today.
That's WCVE's Megan Pauley reporting. Higher education did not fare as well in the new Senate budget, with cuts to need-based tuition assistance and other programs. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Tuesday.